Good morning to 16th District Congressman Don Manzullo. Don, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect the Senate to have the votes now to extend the unemployment benefits for approximately 2.5 million Americans? And do you support the extension? Why or why not?
We had a vote 2 weeks ago where it's not really an extension, but it's putting the money in so that once people have exhausted the initial 26 weeks, which is paid for by the state, then the rest of the time up to 97 weeks is paid for by the federal government. And I voted to fill the coffers on it so the people would not lose their unemployment compensation.
And now that the gentleman from West Virginia is being sworn in to replace the late Robert Byrd, the Democrats have these 60 votes needed to break these Republican filibusters, so you expect this bill to pass?
Well, it'll pass the Senate, but I don't think it's the same bill that we passed in the House on the unemployment. It's close enough to it. The problem is this, Ken. We've had numerous votes. I can't tell you how many votes we've had in the past several years on funding unemployment compensation. And what we've insisted on is Republicans in the main is that this is a legitimate cost of government and therefore cut spending somewhere else. That's always been a fight that goes on because you reach a certain point where all this additional spending ends up really hurting the people who are the recipients of the unemployment compensation because the massive spending is really stalling the recovery. But where there's a situation where it's a clean vote, that there's not a lot of garbage thrown onto it in order to for the folks back home to get their unemployment compensation, because that applies even if you're out of work 6 months and 1 day, I voted in order for that to happen.
Our guest is Congressman Don Manzullo. Our phone number, if you have a question or a comment for our congressman, is 815-874-8255. Dave, you're on WNTA with Congressman Don Manzullo. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dave.
Now, unemployment compensation basically comes from the employer putting money aside for when he lays off or fires people to pay them.
That's
for
right.
Doing that. So basically what you're doing is you are giving out money that is welfare because Illinois unemployment compensation has been bankrupt probably for the last 6 to 8 months. And here, here's the second question. Where do you people come up with this money? I'm listening to $600 million of American tax dollars going to help build a dam in Pakistan. Now explain to me, where is this money coming from?
Well, I agree with you. I was really shocked on the United States getting involved in Pakistan's infrastructure. I mean, you reach a certain point where you can only buy yourself through the world, and here they're trying to curry favor with the Pakistanis so that they'll fight the Al-Qaeda. I think that's a bunch of nonsense. Pakistan has the nuclear bomb. You can only spend so much money on the thought that it's going to stop Al Qaeda, and so I'm opposed to that type of aid going.
Steve, you're on WNTA with Congressman Don Manzullo. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank Congressman Manzullo for his service to the district and the whole country, really, and helping manufacturers locally and nationwide.
Thank you.
The Bush tax credits are about to expire.
Yep.
And I'd like to know what your feelings are on that and what it's going to do.
Well, it's going to be the biggest tax increase in American history, $3.8 trillion tax increase. And these are family and business tax cuts. It's interesting because a lot of Democrats voted for those tax cuts 10 years ago. Now they call them the Bush tax cuts, and they want to eliminate it. But you're going to find people earning... for example, single filers making around $8,000 a year, their tax rate goes from 10 to 15%. Same with married couples earning about $17,000. I mean, that's a 50% increase. in their federal tax, and then individuals earning about $34,000 and double that for married people, their rate will go from 25 to 28%. And then it keeps on going up, and so it just saps all this money out that would normally be going to the people who actually need it. But Obama supports the permanent extenders of what he calls 80% of the Bush tax cut. We don't know what that means. The biggest problem is that the we had moved and actually were successful in almost eliminating the death tax. And unless something is done, next year, any estate in excess of $1 million gets taxed at a rate of about 45%. And that's 55%. And that's what steals farms and small businesses away from manufacturers. So all these people that are talking about the Bush tax cut, as if there's something wrong with it, but I'll tell you what else it does. Ken, this applies to you also. You get a $1,000 tax credit because you have a child.
Yes.
Okay, that's in addition to your deduction.
Right.
That drops to $500 per child. So everybody with children will be paying an additional $500 in income tax per child.
If the tax cut is allowed to expire.
That's correct.
815-874-8255 is the phone number. Questions, comments for Congressman Don Manzullo. Jim, you're on WNTA with the Congressman. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good. Well, not really. Out of work. We talked a couple weeks ago. I'm the guy out of work for a year and a half, and I'm waiting for the unemployment extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, I don't know how to say this exactly without being rude, but when did ever Congress worry about how they're going to pay for something affect them from spending money? And why would they affect it now? You're looking to, you know, start the recession all over again if that money doesn't get into the hands of people who have to spend money on things.
Right, Jim. The point here is that we know this obligation is out there, and it should be paid. But if there's an opportunity to cut wasteful spending, such as spending that money in Pakistan on the $700 million dam, we should cut spending and then not have the taxpayers go into further debt in order to fund unemployment compensation. But my belief is that if the bill is narrow, it applies just to unemployment compensation. If it doesn't
pass a
bunch
or not,
of stuff,
it's the day.
You know, I'll vote for it.
He said, has it passed or not? Today is the day.
So it passed the House, and I voted for it.
Yes, and
in the Senate,
now is... But why draw the line on unemployment when so many other things are spent, you know...
Well, Jim, the line has not been drawn on unemployment. That's been the battle going on now for almost 2 years, is to try to cut back on this huge amount of spending. I mean, the Republicans did not decide one day to draw the line on spending on unemployment to the person. We all voted against the stimulus plan because we knew that would not work.
In fact, it looks like you did.
I'm sorry, Jim?
Jim, what did you say?
With all due respect, it looks like that's where the Republicans drew the line, was on unemployment.
No, I just said that the line was drawn way back on the stimulus bill because we said, look at you, that money goes directly to the deficit. And I voted against the bailout on the TARP because that also went directly to the deficit. And I'm probably one of the most conservative members of Congress. I voted against a lot of things here because of the excessive spending that's going on. And so the newscasters that are saying the Republicans are drawing the line on spending on unemployment compensation don't really realize the fact that many of us have been voting against these incredible programs, including this monster health care bill.
I can understand that.
You know,
I understand with the health care, everyone's
right.
Telling the truth. I mean, from the time a doctor goes to biology 101 till they give him his license, I understand that, you know, he's into seven figures. I understand that if pharmaceuticals that develop new drugs are saying there's seven figures anyway, and they could come up empty. I understand if you go to a hospital and, you know, they'll walk you around and tell you, you know, that equipment does not come free, and the people that run it, you know, don't work for $8 an hour. I understand all of that. That money comes from somewhere, and it's my pocket and your pocket and everybody else's pocket. Unemployment, I mean, that you're really looking for another recession. And
it's Jim, I agree with you. That's why I voted for
like
it.
Me that know the difference. You know, the GOP is coming off very poorly.
Yeah, Jim. I'm with you. That's why I voted for fulfilling the obligation for the extension of the money, so that you would not run out of it.
Thank you, Jim. Good to talk to you. Good luck to you, by the way. Steve, yeah. You're on WNTO with Congressman Don Manzullo. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just a quick question. Mm-hmm. If a bill comes to the floor of the House which extends the Bush tax cuts for families earning under $250,000 a year, but allows it to expire for families earning $250,000 a year or more,
right,
will you vote for that bill?
If that's the only thing in town. I mean,
that, I'm sorry, if it's the only thing what?
In other words, if that's the only vote, is to, you know, my preference would be to vote for the complete extension of the family and business tax cuts. But if only a portion of those are extended, and there's no way that all of them would be extended, obviously I'd vote for it.
Okay, that's because, what I want to know. Thank
because
you.
It's better than nothing.
Thank you. Peter, you're on WNTA with Congressman Don Manzullo. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kent.
Hi.
I understand that the military budget is roughly $700 billion.
It's up there.
Barney Frank and Ron Paul came out with a statement talking about reducing unnecessary military expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering about your thoughts on that situation.
I agree. The you have to, I would suggest you go to WashingtonPost.com. And the lead story yesterday and today deals with the massive amount of money that's being spent on these intelligence agencies. It is a scandal. There's no reason why the military budget can't be cut along with everything else, at least frozen, so it doesn't exceed last year's.
I understand we have 15,000 troops on Okinawa since the Second World War that are largely unnecessary at this point.
I don't know why they're still staged. It's obviously part of the peace treaty that Japan signed with the United States. I do know that that's one of those strategic areas. It's probably the only area over there in that part of the world that has troops that are stationed. But, you know, Korea, obviously, too. But I think everything is on the table in terms of cuts. There are over 10,000 federal programs, 10,000. And each one has its own set of lobbyists. And, you know, wants to preserve and protect the program. But I would really go to that Washington Post story and see how many agencies do we need in this country to monitor terrorist money. If you can just take out that section, and it's appalling. There are 858,000 people in this country that have security clearances, top security clearance. And the government itself doesn't even know how many employees and private contractors are involved in this.
Peter, good to talk to you. Thank you for your question. Joe, you're on WNTA with Congressman Don Manzullo. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Congressman, I got a question about Social Security.
Okay.
Recently, I went to the Social Security office, and I wanted to retire at 62.
Okay.
And since I'm receiving will be receiving a pension, they told me that for every dollar that I collect on a pension, they deduct $2 from my Social Security.
Oh, you got hit with the offset.
Now, you know,
that's
that
terrible.
Makes sense.
And I'm on a bill to eliminate that. That's terrible.
You know, it's not like I'm collecting $100,000 a year on my pension. And I've been paying into Social Security since I was 15.
That's right.
And, you know, when I was working, I didn't have a choice to say, no, I don't want you to take money out for the pension because I'm getting Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, you have to pay the pension and Social Security. So all this time, I've been paying both programs, and now they're telling me that I got to wait till I'm 66 in order to collect Social Security to receive full benefits.
You would get full benefits at 66?
That's what they told me.
That may have been dead. Joe, I'm not sure on that because you got hit with the offset. Did you work for a public entity or a school teacher or something like
yes.
that?
Well, I worked for the public sector.
Oh, you were for the public sector?
Yeah, and, I'll be collecting IMRF.
Okay. The that make that offset, in other words, a harsh reduction in your Social Security benefit, may extend beyond age 66. Because I'd never heard of it only applying to early retirees.
Now, Congressman, now, by me collecting Social Security at 62, I'd be collecting less money. I figure about $400 to $500 a month less in Social
right.
Security. Now, wouldn't it make sense to let me collect the lower amount? I'd be saving the government, what, about $6,000 a year on Social Security.
Well, what I could do for you, if you want to go, Ken, if you could hold on to the call and go
sure.
off the air.
Sure.
And get your contact information.
Yes.
Then I'll have Kathy from our Rockford office call you. Get all the details and get a better beat on what your benefits are.
Okay. Hey, Joe, I'll tell you what. I'll put you on hold, and my producer, Tim, will get your contact information, and then we'll pass it along to Kathy with Congressman Manzullo's office, okay?
Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thank you, and you hang on. Okay. Congressman, the Justice Department has filed suit to block the implementation of Arizona's new anti-immigration law. Do you expect Arizona's law to withstand this challenge?
I'm not sure, Kim, but I think it's outrageous. I've talked to a lot of people from Arizona. They're simply trying to see U.S. law enforced. And the reason they passed this law is because the federal government has sat on its butt and not enforced the borders. And until yesterday, Arizona was asking for more help at the borders, and the Obama administration sent lawyers. Lawyers don't solve problems. Now they said, well, we're going to send 1,000 National Guard. And the word that we hear is that there won't be that many actual boots on the ground. More of them will be in desk positions. But what bothers me is you have cities sanctuary cities like Chicago and San Francisco, and we passed a law back in 1996, I think, that specifically said that it ordered state and local law enforcement officials, whenever anybody who's been involved in a crime is an illegal immigrant, report that person's name to the federal government. That's a specific mandate. And these cities of sanctuary refuse to do that. The Justice Department gives them a pass. Said, well, that's okay. They can ignore that law. But if they try to enforce a federal law, they're going to get sued. It's just, I can't tell you the number of calls we've received, the amount of mail. People absolutely outraged what this Justice Department is doing.
What is a realistic timetable for withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, or is it simply too soon to tell, even 8 years into the war?
The 9 years.
9 years into the war. Forgive me.
If you go back and go back to the Iraq War, and I know we're still losing young men and women over there. It's obviously at a slower pace because the action has been shifted to Afghanistan. The whole purpose in Iraq, you know, regardless of whether we should have gone in or not, we're there, is to establish a democratic government that can stand up to extremists that would turn it back to a dictatorship again. And what we have going on in Iraq now is interesting between al-Alawi, who is the former PM, and al-Awlaki, who is the present PM. There's a contested election going on over there. Well, probably the hallmark of a democracy, the contested election. But what they're doing is they're trying to figure out who won via the ballot box and not an ammunition box.
So there's a complete change going on in Iraq. The goal in Afghanistan, again, regardless of whether you're in favor of going into the beginning or not, is to try to establish that government. I know it's terribly corrupt, but the longer we stay there, the more corrupt the government gets. Karzai is not a stellar leader. He's probably, well, he's not an honest man either, but he's the best that we have over there. And sometimes by giving an estimate as to when you want to be out, that serves as an inducement to the locals in Afghanistan that Americans are not going to be there for the next 20 years. So President Bush actually had a functional timetable. And he said that when we can train the people to protect their own country and stabilize certain areas of that country, then we begin a withdrawal. And some of the Democrats and Republicans have tried to put a calendar timetable on top of the functional timetable. Well, I think, you know, sitting here looking at what's going on, hopefully we can be out within the next couple of years.
Okay, Congressman, obviously we've reached the end of our time with you, but I do have a phone number. Should I say goodbye to you and then and pass along the phone number to one of your assistants?
Actually,
there?
You could keep me on the line.
Okay, very good.
Me, and then I'll get a hold of Kathy and she'll make the call.
Very good. Hang on, please, sir, and thank you for your time. 10:30, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more after this.